AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The defense rests in Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin, closing arguments Monday. Defense attorney Mark Richards asked John Black, a video analysis expert for the defense, how long it took the then 17-year-old to shoot and kill the first victim, Joseph Rosenbaum.
The total of those four shots fired by Kyle Rittenhouse occur in what amount of time?
0.739, or again, approximately 3/4 of a second.
Black says it was less than 3 minutes from Rittenhouse's first encounter with Rosenbaum to having shot all three men before he went to the police. In the trial of three white men charged with murder in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery in Glynn County, Georgia in February 2020, prosecutors showed the jury surveillance camera footage of the house under construction that Arbery was looking at the day he was killed. Included in the tapes, two white boys on bikes dragging plywood out of the home, a white man and woman strolling into the home one evening, and Arbery wandering around into the home and its backyard boat dock on five different occasions between October 2019 and just minutes before he was chased down by Greg McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and a neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, who also recorded cell phone video of Arbery being shot and killed by the younger McMichael. President Biden laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery to mark this Veterans Day. He talked about the solemn obligation the nation has to care for veterans and families.
This is a lifetime sacred commitment. It never expires. And for me and for Jill and for the entire Biden family is personal.
The administration announced an effort to better understand, identify, and treat medical conditions suffered by troops exposed to toxic conditions during deployment.
On Veterans Day, we have to always remember that there's nothing low risk or low cost about war for the women and men who fight it.
This is AP News. McDonald's president and CEO Chris Kempczinski is drawing increased criticism and calls for his resignation after sending an email to Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot where he seemed to blame the deaths of two black and Latino children killed in gun violence on their parents. Craft breweries in Colorado were faced with a dilemma. Tap sales shuttered by the pandemic. Only option was to can and sell through the storefront. Matt Crewell owns Rally King Brewing in Fort Collins, Colorado.
During the pandemic, we survived because of mobile canning, because of to-go beer. We were shut down for a period of time, and the only thing that we had to actually sell was cans of beer out of our fridge in the front.
The solution provided by Rody Canning, a mobile canning operation driven to the breweries. Rody Canning says the use of the mobile canning rig has increased business by more than 20% and saved a number of craft brewers in the state. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.